Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, a show about your sex and your happiness. And today, I think I have a very happy and sexy show for you. It's going to be about, one of the biggest distributors of paraphernalia and toys for sexuality. And I haven't had too many shows about, what will we call them, additions to your sexuality. Mostly I've talked about things like emotional release or trauma or great lovemaking techniques or whatever, but I haven't spent too many shows talking about things that enhance your sex life that might not be a technique that your partner uses or that you use. So I'm very excited about this show. Let me tell you a little bit about my guest. Her name is Katie Savorlin. Did I say it right?
That was close enough. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Zavolarin. And she is a native of Tennessee. She's a graduate of the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, and she has a BS in journalism and public relations. And she started her career at Maytag, which is, most of you know that company. And then in 1993, she started working at Adam and Eve. So first of all, that's amazing because starting at a company that makes and that produces sex catalogs, sex toy, sex paraphernalia, is 1993 is an early time to start there. She got promoted in Adam and Eve to the Director of Public Relations in 1997. And since she's received certification in clinical sexology, holds an associate in sex education from the Institute for Advanced Study of Human Sexuality. And she's currently working towards a sex education certification from ASECT, the American Association of Sexuality Educators, Counselors, and Therapists. So, Katie, welcome to my show. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, it's wonderful. In 1993, starting
at... I know, you make me sound so old.
Well, it has nothing to do with age. It just has to do with being a pioneer, you know. It's like...
It's a long time. We have a lot of long-time employees, 25,
really?
30 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which says a lot for the company.
It must be a fabulous company to work for. I mean, I'm really impressed with that. I don't think I've ever done anything that long or been with any particular company that long except my own. And so I'm very impressed by that. So
yeah, I never thought I would have been there that long when I started, you know, but yeah, it's my career now.
So did they recruit you or did you approach them?
I actually saw an ad in the newspaper for a copywriter for the catalog. We mostly mailed catalogs back then, as mm-hmm. you know. And I just thought it would be a really funny story to tell later about how I went in and checked it out. And, you know, my preconceptions about the place, I figured it was a dingy basement somewhere where they just packed toys. And it was the most professional place, a lot of women executives, a lot of people, you know, who'd been there a long time and were really happy. And 24 years later, I'm there.
That's amazing. And how, when did the company start? You got there in 1993, but when did Adam and Eve start? Do you know?
Mm-hmm. It was around 1970, 1971.
Wow.
And it wasn't really a store or a retail organization then. It was a condoms by mail company that the founder started as part of his graduate thesis. And it took off from there. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's great. Okay, so then you did copywriting for the catalog. You know, mm-hmm. you were writing and producing the catalog, and then you've moved now. You may have jumped of quite a few positions over there, but you are director of public relations. So,
right. For a long time, we, you know, kind of kept a low profile. The government, you know, it was there was some turmoil for a while with the whole adult end of things. So we didn't really want to stick our neck out too far. And we were doing well. We still are, but we were doing well even without really advertising or putting ourselves out there. And I think the climate finally, was right. And we really started to campaign ourselves as, you know, the go-to place for sexual toys. And you know, we still are. Definitely. We're advertising in mainstream TV. You may hear our, you know, ads on radio. And we're franchising our stores now. We're really out there.
Wow. That's huge. That's huge growth. And the founder is the same founder, or have you changed?
He was, you know, the founder and president for a long time, and he stepped down as president, but he's still a fixture. He still comes into the office, and he splits his time between Washington, D.C. and our offices in North Carolina.
Mm. Now, that's another question. So your offices, I mean, I'm fascinated. And of course, I want to ask more about Adam and Eve and the toys and da 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 da. But I'm fascinated by the fact that you're based in the South, because the Bible Belt is not a great place for like a sex toy industry.
Right. We joke that we are the buckle of the Bible Belt where we are. And we faced our share of controversy when we opened up the facility that we're in now. We've moved. We've had to expand our offices and warehouses. And when we moved to the facility where we are now, you know, there was a small faction that protested and didn't want us there. Mm. And but, you know, now we're really welcomed into the community. We won the Business of the Year a couple years ago from the Chamber of Commerce.
Wow.
That made national news. Yeah. And, you know, I think they realize that we're a legitimate business. We pay a lot of money in taxes in the area.
Yeah.
And, they're happy to have us now.
That's awesome. That's just, it just goes to show, like, when you're a good, whatever it is, producer, business, tenant, you put people to work, you employ, whatever, like, the business is the business. And that's
definitely.
It's wonderful. So I'm glad to hear it. And I'm glad to hear actually that you're in the South and you've made headway there, because there are so many people who have, I mean, for example, in the courses I teach or whatever, it's difficult to get things going in the South. And there's places like, I know, for example, some of those people who went into the adult party business where you show toys at people's house or something. I don't think people were allowed to do that like in Texas. I don't know about North Carolina.
Right.
But
I think there are a lot of places they have to do it covertly still, you know?
Mm-hmm. Because people aren't supposed to be using that stuff. I don't know anyone who doesn't use that stuff anymore. So, I mean, it's crazy. And there used to be a time when everything came in a plain brown paper wrapping.
We still do that. Still do that because a lot of our customers, you know, they don't want their mailman to know what they're getting. And we pride ourselves on the anonymity of our customers. Yeah.
Well, I told you we had to laugh. I forgot that you were sending me a box of samples, and I thought they were running pants and stretch capris and everything that I had just ordered from Amazon. I opened the box and it was like, oh, there's all these sex toys in there. It was so great. So I thank you so much for that. I mean, that was, so now I have some questions about that. Like, are you a manufacturer of all these different toys, or are you a reseller? Like, you get the toys and then you repackage it and put Adam and Eve on it?
Well, we have a product line of toys that are made to our specifications.
Okay.
So, you know, but we don't actually manufacture anything in-house.
Okay.
And we carry a number of our competitors or our, you know, I mean, everything. You can get everything at Adam and Eve.
Okay. All right. So it's not exclusively just the Adam and Eve label, and you wouldn't touch anybody else or think about anything else.
Exactly.
Okay. That's great. All right. And then I have so many, you know, like, for example, my show that we're on right now, my listeners, I would say, are over 35, and 60% of them are women, and 40% are men. At least that's the last time they told me my stats.
Okay.
And I have about 100,000 listeners who listen over the course of a month. I have four
shows. That's great.
And yeah, and they may or may not be listening to us on this very day, but they may, you know, 6 months from now, because they're downloads from iTunes and whatever, they may be listening to us. So would you say, I just have to, these are my curiosity things. Do you think more women order sex toys or men?
I think women are, you know, moving up there. When I first started, men were definitely the majority of our customers. But the internet has really changed everything. And we've gone from, you know, 90% men, 10% women to about 50-50. It's you know, a little bit more men now than women. But I think women are, you know, catching on that sex is for them, too.
That's great. So, yeah, I mean, I imagine, like, for example, I do trainings on the Sibian machine. I train people on Sibian because for me, I feel that's it's a large investment when people buy that machine. And so I give people trainings so that they might try it out before they go ahead and buy it. And I know that mostly men call to say, I want to buy this from my wife, but I don't know that she wants it. And so I just wonder if it's the same kind of with all sex toys. They want to buy it for somebody who they want to use it with and increase their sex life, increase their turn on, increase so many things. But they're still a little goosey about it.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Back in the day, before the internet, when we used to get most of our orders through the mail, and we still have a number of customers who, you know, they place their orders, they fill out their order form and send their check-in. The orders were placed in the man's name, but the woman would sign the check. So I think, you know, our customers have been ordering together for a long time. Just, you know, the stats don't really show that.
Got it. Yeah, hard to tell. Well, we're going to take a little break here. And when we come back, I have many more questions for you about like the most popular items. What have you seen over the years? What would you say, you know, what's your personal favorite? Things like that. I'm sort of like very, very curious. I can tell you what already is my personal favorite from what you sent.
So I can't wait to hear.
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, and I am interviewing Katie Zavorlet. Oh, I'm not going to. It's hard. Wait.
It is Zavalarin.
I'm interviewing Katie Zavalarin, who has a very tongue-tying last name. And she is. She works as the director of public relations for Adam and Eve, which is a large company that both produces and sells and packages and sends out and has been for a very long time sex toys. And so I'm getting my curiosity filled here about who buys them and what do they buy and who's buying most of them, etc. And so I'm excited about this. So Katie and everyone, we will be right back. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047.
426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
I want to talk to you about the craziest and most inventive sex toy or sex enhancement that I've come upon in a long time. It's called Love Rider, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. That's L-U-V-R-Y-D-R, Love Rider. So I know the couple that invented it. They never intended to invent it. They stumbled upon it. And isn't that how most things go in life? The subtitle to Love Rider is Grab the Bar and Ride Your Lover Wild. And I want to tell you that I've had multiple experiences with Love Rider. I've taken it all around the world and I've had lovers experience it. I've given it to them overnight and told them to come back and tell me their experience with it. And every one of them comes back with a raving report. It's a harness that the person receiving puts around their shoulders, either forwards or backwards, whatever. It depends on what position you want to use the Love Rider in. And the person who's giving, the penetrator, takes the handlebar like they're riding a horse and they lean back and they get amazing angles of penetration from using this device. It's hard to describe, but I want to encourage you to go there and look it up. Listen, my lover gave it a 5.5 stars out of 5. That's all I got to say. So go to loverider.com and look for this beautiful invention. And you can use my name if you call them, or you can use my code Butterfly Workshops, letting them know that you heard about Love Rider through me. That's loverider.com, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and again, I'm Laurie Handlers, and I'm interviewing Katie Z. How's that?
Perfect.
Who is the director of public relations at Adam and Eve. So, Katie, we were talking about, like, what would you say, like, when you first started, what would have been the most popular sex toy? I mean, I'm going to guess that it was Hitachi. I mean, I'm just going to guess that it was either a magic wand or a magic wand type vibrator.
Magic wands were big. The G-spot vibrator was big. I mean, that had just basically, you know, come out and people were talking about that and debating whether G-spot orgasms were real or not.
Right.
So, yeah. But, that was a long time ago. Those were the basic standards.
Right. They didn't even want to say that people had a G-spot then. There was no such thing. That's what doctors said. And now the G-spot is like, you know, it's on the map. People have made
the G-spot, the P-spot. Oh, yeah.
The A-spot, every spot. So what would you say is the most popular toy now?
Right now, I think the Satisfier and the Womanizer are both vibrators that have really kind of taken women by storm. They're totally different, and they kind of mimic cunnilingus. They have a vortex type technology that is for clitoral stimulation. And those are hugely popular. And then the rabbit vibes are still really popular.
Yeah, I was going to say the rabbits, you sent two in that package and they are outstanding. And there's so much, they're so different from the original rabbit
that looked like a bubblegum machine or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and we still sell that. That one's still available. But yeah, they've been streamlined and they're, you know, so techno savvy now. And yeah, the industry's really changed a lot.
Yeah, they feel so good. They have this some kind of covering material that feels
silicone. Good. I think the ones I sent you were silicone.
Yeah, well, it feels velvety and mm-hmm. so it feels really, really nice. And you know, and they have a style to them. You know, I also remember when people had toys and they hid them, you know, and they would hide them and they wouldn't want anybody, you know, or sometimes people would use toys, but they wouldn't let their partner know. You know,
right.
They just have a secret stash, a locked drawer somewhere. And I think people now, like, at least people in my world, they like to show them. And I have friends who have, like, you know, those little shoe rack things, like they're like sort of plastic see-through and you could put a pair of shoes in there and hang it behind your
mm-hmm.
I have friends who have their sex toys in there. And you go to their house.
That's pretty smart. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. And then you go to their house and if you happen to get a tour of the house, when you're in their room, you also get a tour of their toys. So it's, you know, we have changed. We've changed a lot. Maybe there are some other things that I don't know to ask you that,
I don't know, couples, you were talking about how people they used to hide their toys.
Yeah.
And now couples do use their toys together and their toys are designed for couples to use. You know, the couples rings, we sell a lot of those. Those are really popular.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. So the penis ring, it's, you know, the penis ring fits around the man, but there's a bullet vibe located. Oh. So, you know, extra clitoral stimulation. Or, you know, he can turn it around and enjoy it himself. But we do sell a number of vibes that couples use together. They're made for that.
So they could be at the movies. And they could.
No. It's well, I mean, they could. But it's, it's generally used, like, during sex. It's worn during sex.
I see. Well, I imagine that the ring is used like that, but the bullet might or might not be. So I get it.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, we've got a bunch of remote control vibrators now or Bluetooth controlled vibrators. So couples use it together and they don't even have to be in the same room.
Yeah. Some of this new technology where people can have like a wand type insertion and then the other person can feel where the partner is putting the wand, they can feel it through some Bluetooth technology. That's amazing.
Right.
Kind of like long distance phone sex that you don't have.
Exactly.
You don't have to be talking, or you can be talking. Yeah. The technology is amazing. Do you have any of those? Let's talk about the future a little bit, because one of the presentations that I make is I'm like one of the world's experts on sex and radical life extension, like how people as they age, how important sex is for them, even though lots of people have been educated to think when they're 50 or 60, that's it. You know, they did their mm-hmm. wifely duties or their husbandly duties and they don't have to do it anymore and they shouldn't do it anymore and they don't want to do it. Well, I tell people that they should be having sex, solo sex or partner sex forever. And that there was a study in PubMed, which is the definitive medical journal, which measured the telomeres of women who had regular loving sex, and their telomeres were longer than women who didn't have regular loving sex. They only measured the women so far, so I can't. There's no stats on the men as yet, but. I like to talk about that and why people into the future and as the baby boomers age, I don't care what their age is, they need to have sex. They need
right.
endorphins and serotonin and oxytocin and all the things.
Well, I think for so long, I mean, the media and, you know, everything that we saw and read, you know, sex was for the young and the beautiful and the healthy. And, you know, and once you age, you don't fit into those categories anymore. And I think people are changing their perception. Sex is for everyone, the mm-hmm. able-bodied, the disabled, the young, you know, the old. It's not something you give up when you reach a certain age.
Beautiful. That's true. I don't think people should ever give it up. And I think that it's, first of all, if they do it themselves, so they use a toy or they don't use a toy, they have their hands, it's free. The part about your hands is free. And then you could augment that by having toys. And the toys are so good and so great that they take people past anything that they ever would have experienced in the past. I mean, I can remember my grandma having one of those back of the hand massagers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
the
was
coil, the coil.
Yeah, the coils.
I remember those.
And I wonder, I always wondered, did my grandma use it in other ways?
Right.
And I hope she did. I hope she did. I don't know, but this is something that people have to stay with. So now I'm setting you up to ask you, what about virtual reality sex? What about robotic sex? What about some of those things? Has Adam and Eve gotten into that yet? Or is that on the...
We're looking. Yeah, I think it's on the horizon. We're looking into it. We don't really have anything like that so far. But I just got back from the Adult Expo in Las Vegas. And the virtual reality stuff is pretty amazing. We saw a lot of the realistic sex dolls, where in years past, maybe there had been one booth and, a couple. There were multiple booths with all different kinds of dolls. And I think, people are angling for that. I think that's where it's going.
Well, I know it's going there. I don't know that it's going there for everybody. Certainly, it's going to go there for people who can afford that kind of a doll. It's going to have a cost attached to it, at least at first. But for some people who have had so much trouble in relationships, it's a very good option. For a robotic doll is a great option for somebody who just, someone with Asperger's or something where they just couldn't get it on in a relationship. These are tremendous solutions for them. And
definitely.
Yeah. And people who are reclusive, who don't go out of the house or whatever, who would never, and go to a bar and try to meet someone,
And from what I've read, I mean, beyond, companionship and sexual use, a lot of these are what they're angling for is, they learn, they improve as they go. So they learn your likes and dislikes and you kind of morph them into what you would like.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be very interesting to see where this goes in the future.
Me too. I'm excited about it. And I'm, I have a smile on my face about it. Part of it I take with some humor. I'm lighthearted anyway, but some of it, I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see what happens with it. I can't wait to see, be in a booth, with virtual reality and see how I get turned on by it. I'm always only one step ahead of my students. I try everything, and then I say, okay, you do it.
The virtual reality sex, we were talking about it because we saw, people with the masks on and saw what they were seeing. And we were like, the one thing would be you would pretty much have to plan date night with yourself for this,
Yeah.
You don't just jump into it. There's a lot of, accoutrements and things you have to do. But I imagine that'll get easier as well.
Yeah, I think we're at the very beginning stages of this becoming a fad, or not even the beginning of what could become a fad. Like, imagine
Definitely.
Robotic sex the same as hula hoop.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to, before we go any further, I want to talk about a code. So Adam and Eve has made arrangements for my listeners to be able to order from them. So what do? They go to the Adam and Eve website.
Right. Go to adamandeve.com and place your order. And at checkout, if you use code HAPPY, H-A-P-P-Y, we are going to give you 50% off almost any one item. There are a couple that we can't do that with, but most any one item and free shipping.
That is generous and makes me happy, and happy is the code. So thank you so much for that. So if you're listening right now, I want to remind you that you can go to Adam and Eve. Now, when we say Adam and Eve, the website, would you spell out the and, or would the and be an ampersand?
No ampersand. So you can use adameve.com or okay. Adam and Eve spelled out. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. I just want to give people the correct info so they don't like write to me and say, I tried, I couldn't get there. All right, so we're going to take a short break here again. And when we come back, you know, I there's still some things I want to ask you about, you know, trends and you know, anything else that you want to share, like people to get over their, like if they've never had a toy or whatever, where should they go? Things like that. Because, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there are people who listen to my show who not only learn about everything else, but they just learn about some things for the first time.
I talk to people every day, you know, they've never partaken of a toy, and we get letters from customers about how you know, we've changed their lives. Women in their 50s write us that they'd never had an orgasm before and they decided on a whim to order a toy, and it's amazing.
I love it. All right, we're going to talk more about that when we come back. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm speaking with Katie Z, who is the I can't pronounce her name. It's a tongue twister for me. Katie, say your name again.
Zavalarin.
Zavalarin. So I'm speaking to Katie Zavalarin, and she is the director of public relations for Adam and Eve. And besides butchering her name, I'm having a wonderful time with her, and I hope she is with me too. And we just made an offer to you. So stay tuned. We're coming right back. As a sex and happiness coach, I understand that increased sexual participation intensifies sexual responsiveness and desire, as well as overall health and well-being. My experience with a Sibian has personally increased my sexual response, and I can now train women to use this machine to have peak orgasms as often as possible. I strongly believe this will add to their health and well-being, whether they have a partner or not. The beauty and the miracle of the human body is that it adapts and changes much more rapidly than people change their beliefs or their opinions. The Sibian can make any woman's body more resilient with each peak orgasm. Sibian is an amazing experience, often described as the Lamborghini of sex toys. If you're a woman and you can get yourself to look at Sibian, you should do so. It won't take away from your partner. It will only add. Trust me on this. I love my Sibian. Go to Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com. Or call 1-800-253-6135. That's 800-253-6135, and say Laurie Handlers told you about Sibian. And by the way, if you do have a partner, ask about Venus for Men. That's Venus, V-E-N-U-S, for Men.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Laurie talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Laurie's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Laurie is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Laurie sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. to order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hound CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
This is Sex and Happiness. I'm Lori Handlers. I'm going to try it. I'm speaking with Katie Zvalarin today. I think I did it.
Director. Perfect.
Yay! Director of Public Relations since 1997 for Adam and Eve, one of the largest catalog companies for sex toys, really, in the world. So, Katie, yeah, let's talk about those people. Let's say someone's listening. I know it's more than someone. I know that there's probably a lot of people listening to my show who really have never taken the plunge, like they've not ordered a toy. If they were going to start with ordering a toy and they looked at the catalog, they looked at the website, they looked at all the stuff, I mean, where should they start? Where would a woman start and where would a man start? Because I'm sure the answers are a little bit different. And we're talking about like people who want to have self-sex. And then we'll talk about people who want to have couple sex. Where should they start?
Go ahead.
No, that's all. I was going to say straight couple sex, but who cares? I mean, I don't know. You know, like it doesn't have to be straight couple sex. It could be any kind. It could be, you know, two women, two men, transgender. I don't care. Like, where would a couple start? So let's talk about like where women might start first with a first toy. What would be a good addition?
I would recommend for someone who's never, you know, had a toy before, like a pocket rocket, something small and discreet, but, you know, that you use externally, and kind of figure out, you know, what you respond to. We still sell a huge amount of the magic wand type massagers that you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if someone is embarrassed or whatever, that, you know, also can be disguised as a back massager. And that those really get the job done. And then, you know, you can move up to a rabbit type vibe, which, you know, gives external and internal stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for most people, a pocket rocket or a bullet, something small and, you know, not very phallic or intimidating looking, can be a great place to start.
Okay, that's great. So that would be for women and men or just women? That's a good
Generally. Yeah, generally women.
Okay, good. And then for men, where would they start? I mean, there are very complicated things for men. I've seen Aneros, you know, different kinds of things that insert into the anus, but maybe there are.
Right. We sell a number of masturbators for men.
Like
which,
the sleeves.
You know, the sleeves, yeah, with all the different textures and nubbies, and some of them vibrate, some of them don't. And those range from, you know, just handheld, you know, little sleeves to realistic vaginas, you know, depending on how into it they want to get. And
right.
Those are modeled after, you know, really popular adult stars or. And then, you know, we also have the prostate stimulators, you know, for men as well. And those are gaining in popularity. I think heterosexual men are really kind of trying to figure out what all the brouhaha is about. So
that's good. You can thank me for that. I tell them that their prostate health is their responsibility, not their proctologist, and that they need to have a relationship with their prostate and with their whole anus, and that it's not up to somebody else. They need to listen, we have enormous statistics in prostate cancer. I believe that that's because that part of man is disowned, at least in heterosexual men. If they're afraid that if they have pleasure there, that casts them as homosexual, which is a ridiculous fear. And they just like ignore that area altogether. And that's,
I think the tide is turning though. I think straight men are coming around a little bit and they don't want all the, you know, the gay men to have all the fun. And I'm really happy about that.
Me too. And I've been saying stuff like that for a long time. So that's wonderful. It's great to know. All right. So they might start with a sleeve. That's a really good, That's a good recommendation. And there are, so there are sort of like high-tech sleeves and there are low-tech sleeves.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
And, you know, all different price points. But I would recommend someone who's just starting out to, you know, buy a, something like that from the lower end of the price spectrum and see what works for them. Because mm-hmm. everybody responds differently.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And then if people, if a couple, so that's, so that would be like, I was discriminating and saying, you know, I was distinguishing, let's say, between people using things by themselves. And then mm-hmm. if a couple were going to get their first sex toy, I'm assuming that if it's a straight couple, they're getting a sex toy for the woman's pleasure. I'm just assuming that.
Well, I mean, like we were talking about the couple's rings and that, yeah. you know, that's something for both of them. And, you know, seeing your partner experience such pleasure is a pleasure for you as well, you know. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. We also sell a lot of, you know, the bondage light things like the sex swings and little harnesses. And those can be a lot of fun too for couples if you've never played around with any of that stuff.
Yeah, that's true. That's great. And, you know, I teach a course called Tantra Meets BDSM, and I teach it with a man who's like a dom in New York City. And I'm a Tantra teacher, sacred sexuality teacher. I call myself a sex and happiness coach because
I like that.
Yeah, because when I don't have to like explain it, then people go, oh, sex and happiness. Yeah. You know, I don't have to say it's some esoteric thing. So we've combined forces and we teach together, Tantra Meets BDSM. And when we teach, one of the things we realize is that people go out and buy things like floggers and they experiment with bondage, especially after the movie 50 Shades of Grey came out. People went out and they bought lots of rope and chain and all kinds of things that they didn't know
all
what
right.
they were doing. So we give people, we err on the side of communication. We give people questionnaires to fill out, to show their partner, you know, I would like to experiment with this, 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 but definitely not this.
And that's my hard no. Yeah.
Yeah. And my experimental level or my pain tolerance or whatever is a 2 out of 5. And so mm-hmm. people, and then we show people how to negotiate and how to really communicate about it so that there isn't any, there isn't just someone picking up a flogger and, you know, flogging away.
It's going to town. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. We saw, you know, a big increase in the BDSM products that we carry after 50 Shades. And we carry, you know, 50 Shades has their own line of sex toys, and we carry those as well. But I think it really, you know, piqued the interest of a lot of people about the lifestyle and what it was about.
Yeah, I think it piqued a lot of curiosity, to say the least. So couples could start with dual rings or, you know, a ring bullet, or they could start with something like a light bondage, like cuffs and back harness mm-hmm. or something like
and
that.
We also carry a number of, you know, romance enhancing games, you know, blindfolds and candles and massage candles and things like that, just to, you know, kind of set the mood, or if someone has been out of touch and needs a weekend away to kind of rebuild. I think those things are great.
That's wonderful. So like romance things, and do you have some games as well?
We do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those open up communication, and they can be a fun way to, you know, kind of get things going and start with some foreplay. And yeah, I mean, we have a huge couples line.
That's great. That is so great. So I have this question. I didn't ask this to you in section one, but I'm asking it now. So when you first went to work, you left Maytag, a refrigerator and washing machine company. And in 1993, you went to Adam and Eve. What did you tell your parents and your friends? How did you explain it? Because I know, I mean, for me, it was really difficult to explain what I was doing. How did you explain?
Yeah. Well, at the time, my dad was an assistant high school principal in a small town in Tennessee, and my mom was a church secretary. I talked to them before, you know, I went to the interview, and I think they were a little shocked, but they were also curious. And I think that's the reaction most people have, you know, with adult stuff. And it kind of opened up our communication about a lot of things, because growing up in the Bible Belt, you know, sex was and is still, you know, really taboo.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I just had to ask that. I mean, just for human interest point of the story, someone, you know, like, you've been there a long time, but I know when you first got there, it couldn't have been that easy.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm surprised too. I really haven't run into that much backlash. I mean, most people, you know, are more curious than anything about the business.
That's
great. And I have to say, someone told me the other day, they laughed about me working at Maytag, because they were like, oh, wow, the washing machine is the original sex toy. I'd never heard that before.
Yes, I learned that from Dr. Ava Cadell. She introduced me to the washing machine and the dryer as places where people had sex to get rocked around.
Yeah, I thought that was so funny. I never put that together.
Yeah, she taught me that. So, yeah, I mean, I wasn't even into Tantra in 1993. I got started in 1996. So I remember back then, you know, going out somewhere and people saying, you know, what do you do? And I would go, I teach a kind of yoga. And then they would say, oh, like Hatha yoga? And I would go, no. I mean, I didn't know what to tell people. And my mother wasn't alive anymore, so I didn't have to worry about explaining it to her. But my father, I explained it to, and he thought it was so cool. He started to come to classes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he became my student, and I gave him some pretty interesting assignments. You know, to work with his sexual energy and prolong ejaculation and, you know, get to the point where he didn't have to ejaculate and all kinds of things. And I remember him coming to class one day and saying, I did the homework, I liked it, and I can't believe who assigned it to me.
That's great, though. It's you guys, you know, are on a whole different level now.
Yeah, totally different. It really changed the game and changed things. So it was, you know, I consider myself to be fortunate, very, very fortunate. But a lot of people who go into this, you know, something sex related, don't get that kind of support or understanding from their families and from the people they grew up with. They just kind of, I grew up in New York, so I didn't grow up in the South, but still, you know, there are people.
Yeah. Yeah, we have employees now who, you know, they don't want family members or, you know, clergy or outside people to know where they work. I mean, there's definitely still some stigma.
Yeah, got it. Wow. Well, I am putting out the word, sending out the intention, sending out sex magic and the vibes that this all goes away, and that, like, people are free. That they're free in their bodies, they're free sexually, that Adam and Eve thrives because people get sexually free, and everybody's got to have something. They got to have a toy. They got to have something. That's what I'm putting out. That's the world I
love it.
Yeah. So, Katie, thanks so much for being my guest today. I want to give people that code again and let them know that they can order. So I'm going to just tell them you can go to adamandeve.com. And you can use the code HAPPY at checkout, and you can get 50% off most products. And
most any one item.
Okay, most any one item. Okay, good. That's good to stipulate that. And free shipping. So that's wonderful. I'm thrilled to know that.
Definitely. We want everyone to be happy.
Yeah, me too. Sex and happiness. I feel like they go together. I don't know how you can have them separated. I just don't know. I don't know. So, Katie, thank you. Thank you so much for being my guest. I want to thank all of my listeners. I couldn't do this without you, and I wouldn't want to do it without you. I want you to have the quality of knowledge about your bodies and your sexuality that's needed and necessary for you to have happiness in your life and to run your sexual energy because it's yours. It's your birthright. So this is Laurie Handlers signing off. And I will be with you next time with another amazing guest. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.